Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert, we're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert, evaluation. We're the word association.
Okay, everybody, as you know, company-wide policy, after last year's events, May 4th, we can no longer come to the office in Star Wars gear. As we all know, Gary, who's no longer with us.
Rest in peace.
At the company. No, he's not. He's alive. He just isn't with us at the company.
Who did I send those flowers to?
Maybe his house. I don't know.
I've been sleeping with his wife.
It's very clear that what happened. So we all know he came as Darth Maul.
Guess we'll let my thing slide.
The what?
Huh? Go ahead.
What was that? No,
Darth
no, no.
Maul?
Gerald, what was it?
Nothing. Darth Maul.
What about him?
You were saying he came as Darth Maul?
He did.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to remove him from the premises because he and his twin brother decided
to
come
malls
as...
anymore? No,
what's that?
Because nobody goes to malls anymore?
No. Dave, you were
confused.
Is this
Amazon?
No, Dave, you were confused last year, and you're confused at the explanation right now. You know, he came last year, him and his twin brother came as the separated
Darth
Maul.
Because I came dressed as a character from Star Search? Are you still going to give me shit for that?
Yes, we are. You came as Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
And you had a shirt on that said 3¾ stars.
Yeah. I misunderstood the memo.
Either way, we're coming up with some new ideas for next year for maybe a costume contest. So we know we can't use May 4th anymore, but we're figuring since it's a holiday weekend, we could do something with May 7th. We're thinking of maybe...
Oh, your favorite actor who's 5'7"?
Your favorite actors who are 5'7". We were thinking of May the 11th be with you and everyone comes as a snake.
Oh, somebody... characters from Lucky Number 11.
Yes, that is a...
The hit movie.
The hit movie Lucky Number 11, yes.
Josh Hartnett, I believe.
Possibly. Not 100%. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm also not 11th% sure either. So there's a sheet in the break room if everyone wants to throw some ideas around.
Are we locked in on May 7th?
Yeah, Chief? We are. Yeah, that's the first day we come back from the weekend.
What about...
Okay. Was there a movie called 57?
57.
Or am I thinking of 61?
You're thinking of Heinz 57, which is a ketchup. So if you want to, honestly, you can come up with your favorite condiment.
Oh. Okay.
But I feel like I have to say condiment, Dave.
I
want to make sure
you
hear it so you don't come once again dressed as a Magnum condom.
And the whole time he kept singing, condom style. Which I enjoyed.
That's right. We did have a Psy Day instead of a Pie Day last year. And once again, Dave misunderheard the clue. Yes, Steven.
I know this might be controversial. I was thinking maybe we bring back, I know it's been a while since we had it, maybe we bring back Stinko de Mayo, which is where we all wear as much cologne as possible.
I got 6 bottles of Curve. I'm in.
We had to evacuate the office because the sprinkler system kept going off.
Yeah.
Because
what's in those colognes?
As the firefighter told me, there was too much caliente in the air. So I'm not 100% sure what he meant. I don't speak Spanish. But.
Yeah, I still don't know what Draco Noir means in Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, I for one did love Cinco de Mayo, but unfortunately, I don't think it's possible to bring it back.
Okay. Well, April flowers famously bring May showers. Maybe we have company shower day.
I like
Nope, Dave, I know you would, and it's not possible. So remember, it has to be company-wide. It has to be appropriate. I don't need any more calls to HR. That really ride me hard, you know, since...
You can't say that.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, that's... Yeah. Unfortunately, Slitmas did not go over well whatsoever. I said it was Slipknot Christmas. They thought it was something else. And, you know, I'm hanging on by a thread here, so...
You can't say that. You can't say hang on by a thread.
Just everyone try their best. Spanksgiving.
No Spanksgiving?
Yeah. No Spanksgiving. Why can't I say hanging on by a thread?
It's violent.
Classist.
Classist and violent.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe you can't... Some people can't afford a new shirt.
Can we still have jalapeno? Which is a jalapeno Halloween?
No, jalapeno. Nope.
We all touch jalapenos and then jerk off.
Because once again, Dave showed up with a jack off lantern and said, if anybody wants to use this.
I still don't know how he got his testicles to light up like that.
I think he just painted some luminescence paint. So either way.
Oh, wait,
there's
a special dye you can drink that a black light picks up. That's all. Okay. It's nothing.
That's the same stuff you use
secret
for
reveal.
Colonoscopy.
I think I
guess
you said luminescence, which made me think of evanescence, which made me think of May Sevenescence.
Can you name me an Evanescence song really fast?
Yeah, Dave, wake up, okay?
Wake me up inside.
Wake me up.
Can't wake up.
So I should swallow an alarm clock.
Okay. Wake me up inside. Oh, I get it. Wake me up inside. An alarm clock for your intestines.
Right. I'm waking up my insides. Should I just take X-Lax? Because that would also wake up my insides.
I would say wait to swallow an alarm clock when we do deep throat miss. If we're bringing that back. Chief, are we bringing that back?
Honestly, it's the one we're told that we can bring back every year. Everyone loves a hot dog eating contest.
Yes.
And the famous kielbasa eating contest.
I'm going to dress up as Woody Word.
Woody Word?
Dave.
Instead of
Dave,
Wood
I also got some bad news, unfortunately.
Deep Throat? All the president's men? No?
Yeah, Dave, unfortunately, you have been promoted.
Oh.
So
that's a good thing.
You're no longer in our sector, or as you call it, sexture.
Yeah.
But you're going to work at corporate, which is in Denver.
Denver.
Mile High Club.
Where do they get a load of my nuggets?
And where do they get a load of the TWA podcast? As always, I am Brett Lyons.
I'm Adorify, to Kimbe Mutombo finger wag.
And I'm Rob White. John Elway doing something.
John Elway always doing something.
Class of 83 quarterback.
I do think Dikembe Mutombo's finger wag is maybe the most iconic, iconic basketball moves of all time.
Yes. Yeah. But wasn't that Hakeem Olajuwon who did the finger?
No.
It was Dikembe?
Finger wag. It was Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah. It was. Okay, you're right. Because I remember Jordan did dunk on one of those guys and he did it to him and he laughed. You're right, it was Mutombo.
Hakeem Olajuwon, the Houston Rocket, famously did the dream shake, which is where he would fake twice, post up, fake people out twice, and then go in for a layup.
Nice. Fun.
Pretty good. And he's the guy that everybody goes to now to be taught post game. He has a vivacious
career.
Like
how to give a post game interview or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Well, this is the pregame interview with the three of us. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for coming back. This is the Word Association. You can always email us at twapod@gmail.com. And I believe Rob White actually has some emails that were sent to us fresh off the presses.
Fresh off the presses. Precious?
Fresh
off the precious presses. If we're doing
precious,
more tongue twisters.
Precious, my ring. Time to get mail. Do my thing. Don't take my ring to the volcano. Don't do it. I'll see you later. Later? No, I'll see you now. Don't take my soup. Anyhow, it's time for mail. Frodo, read your mail. Read your mail.
Of course, these emails are based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Right. And, you know.
Precious by Gollum.
We can't really bring up Mayo without Brett singing a song. Some would say he has a bad hobbit. Okay.
Jesus.
Well, I did put out.
My songs are bad. That was worse.
I know. Oh, I it was exactly what I wanted it to be. Two episodes ago, brought up a cannoli store and asked the world, asked all the twats out there to send in if they had any names for a cannoli shop, since we were struggling. I'll be honest. We didn't have a lot on the brain right off the cuff. So we did get some emails and greatly appreciate them. And I just want to read a few that came in. The first one, I am going to say his name, because I guess he says it in the email, and it's integral. One of those. Hi, folks. My dad's name is Dan Connolly. Oh, and my bad. So never mind. I'm not reading this guy's name. I'm reading his dad's. My dad's name is Don Connolly. And I like to think his Italian alter ego would be Don Cannoli, which some years back led me to the nonsense vocal warm-up, Brett, to tie into your love of vocal warm-ups. And let me try to read through this without stumbling. Can Don Connolly's cannoli only owe loans colonially? No. Don Connolly's cannoli can only loan cones locally. Love the pot as always. Damn.
Well, that fucking rules.
Nice.
That
fucking rules.
Very good.
And because of his persistence, we got a three-time email read.
Three times.
He sends them, so he gots to read them. They're always good, so we got to put them to wood.
It was very good.
TWA. It's in the pod.
Why is that ever? I love that. Next one, cannoli and pastry shop names. Hey, fellas, I'm David. Say it if you want on the pod. Can and
David.
Did. At Mr. Rob's bidding, I've come up with a few names for a cannoli shop. Heads up, they're dumb. Well, first off, David, have you heard ours? Ours were dumb, too.
Yeah.
First one, Cannoli the Lonely, a la Roy Orbison.
Ooh,
that's a Cannoli the Lonely.
Mm, I like that a lot.
I do.
Pastry Woman.
Linoleum and Cannolis, Flooring and Pastry is the obvious next step after IKEA and their meatballs.
Perfect.
And my fave, this is his fave, not mine, Cannoli Coliseum, because Italian. Thanks, guys. I appreciate all the laughs. Farewell, David. P.S. Italian alliteration as a vocal warm-up? Question mark. I don't know what an Italian alliteration vocal warm-up would
Italian be. Italian alliteration?
Oh, just saying it. Italian alliteration. Italian alliteration. I thought he was looking for, like, mangia. Or something, I don't know, just Italian words.
Italian alliteration, mozzarella, that's the nation.
And then somebody sent in not a name, it just said a cannoli restaurant
name. I went to Olive Garden because I couldn't plant olives in my garden.
We'll keep workshopping.
Yeah, we'll keep going.
Foie granoli with foie gras cream filling.
Yes.
Maybe addle if that's one of your snacks. But thank you very much
that turns it into savory.
That sounds incredible. Somebody mentioned something about cannoli going through my head or something, which just gave me an idea seconds ago, which would be it's a cannoli, but it's in the shape of a head, a specific person's head, a very famous person's head. Mm-hmm. And the name of this shop, this pastry store, is called Cannoli Harvey Oswald. Now, give me a second. Hold on. This pastry shop is in Dallas, Texas. Okay. Uh-huh. It's above a library.
Okay. Yeah.
Beautiful. The view from the window.
Oh, it's great. It's got to be good. You've got to have a great vantage point.
So many grassy knolls.
At least
all the grassy knolls.
A major point.
Would
in the
you
city.
Call them foie grassy knolls?
That's the thing. We also sell foie grassy knolls. That's very hard to say. Foie grassy knolls, which is Beyonce's birth name.
And the line in the shop only goes from left to right.
What's this now?
Back into the
back
left.
Back into the left.
No,
yes.
Fuck, I fucked it up.
We have JFK heads filled with ricotta.
Too much. You can't say it directly.
We have magic bullets.
You can't.
They're like little pastry puffs. We'll keep workshopping.
We'll keep working. Well, thank you very much for sending all of those suggestions in and keep them coming. They were great.
Well, let's go ahead and get to our words. My word today is going to be, and this is a bit of a loaded word for sure, Speaking of cannolis and being stuffed with sweet, sweet goodness, my word today is cruise.
Oh, okay.
Now, I say this is loaded. I should explain why. Because Brett Lyons worked on a cruise ship for, I want to say, 3 years?
No, 4 years. Longer. 20...
20 years.
I think it was, I mean, honestly, 6 years.
Wow. 6 years on a cruise ship.
On and off, but for a long time. Mm-hmm. For a long time.
Well, when you go on a cruise, you go on and off.
That's true. That's true. I like that word because I always like to mention to tell people that Tom Cruise is my height. Maybe. He's like 5'6".
My height.
Oh, almost. He could have been one of our May 7th celebrities. He was so close.
That's true. He was so close. So close. I believe he's my height. And similar to Mel Gibson, who's also very short, a lot of his movies are shot with him standing on an apple box.
Ooh.
So he looks taller than his female co-star.
Wait, Mel Gibson's 5'6"?
Yeah, Mel Gibson's super short. Yes, he's also very short.
Can I look this up?
I don't believe it.
He's also very short. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, a lot of complexes out there from these guys, and they all turn out to be also psychopaths. I'm not, thankfully.
He's got a short fuse.
He does.
Well, speaking of Gollum and all that jazz, that's like for Lord of the Rings when they shot with playing with perspective to make Ian McKellen look 3 feet taller than Elijah Wood.
Okay. Well, according to the internet, Mel Gibson is either 5'9 or 5'10.
Yeah, I didn't think he was 5'6".
I mean, that's not crazy. Well, it's not leading man. I mean, it's no 6 foot. You know, it's no Jason Momoa.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Statham.
I thought you were going to say Siegel.
I mean, Statham, too. I mean, so many.
Or Voorhees. So, Jason.
Why are all Jasons tall? Wait, all Jasons are
you
tall.
You said Jason Voorhees? Did you say Jason Voorhees as your last one? That's not a real person.
Hold on. Well,
Why don't you go swimming in Camp Crystal Lake and tell me that?
To be, Brett is correct. That's not a real person. It's actually Mrs. Voorhees in the first one.
Thank you.
But then after that, it is Jason Voorhees.
What about Lark Voorhees?
Ooh. I almost said Stringer Bell. Saved by the Bell.
Oh my gosh! Stop word
Lisa
associating.
From Saved by the Brett. This podcast is called the Word Association.
Yes, I know. Stop the pod.
Stop podcasting.
It's nonsense, though.
Lisa Turtle.
So Adel also did. Adel came one time and visited me on a cruise ship in Hawaii, and I took him on a very long hike, and he wasn't prepared for it.
We went. I think it was somewhere in Maui, maybe, but it was like.
It was the Nepali coast.
Yes, Nepali coast, where they shot Jurassic Park.
In Kauai.
It was one of the most beautiful vistas I've ever seen in my life. Just absolutely incredible. It looks like you're whisked back to dinosaur times, honestly, because it's just so lush and so unmolested. Forestry and junglery and everything. But we started hiking, and Brett was like, it's just like this cool little, it goes down to a waterfall. And we started hiking, and it was like hundreds of people. Each pathway is like, I want to say 10 inches wide, and there's people coming to the waterfall and back from the waterfall. So when people pass, you're like...
Just a sheer drop-off cliff.
There's no railing, and it's just a sheer drop-off cliff. So if you fell, like if somebody... And it's like muddy. So if you fell as somebody went by you, you would fall to your death.
You die.
It was awful. Probably.
I think, Adel, I think you're on to something. I don't know if you... I think you stumbled into something pretty great, because we obviously all care about the earth... And, you know, conservation and the environment and everything. I think instead of saying stop deforestation, we should start saying stop forest molestation.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's got legs.
It's
got
that'll
legs. Drive up donations.
People will care more.
Exactly. They will.
Yeah, I guess I was using the term more in like a dictionary
Jared from Subway
sense.
Famous to huge, unfortunately, Jared from Subway was famously
we have to get off this
very
topic.
Adventurous
we
hiker.
Have to get off
I'm so sorry for bringing it up.
So either way, we did a hike that was 3 miles to a beach, like a secret beach or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then after the secret beach, it was another 3 miles to this beautiful waterfall, which was amazing.
Yes.
Huge waterfall. We swam underneath it. That was super fun. But then once you do all that, you realize that it's a 6 mile hike then. Out.
Yeah, brutal.
That's always the hard part, the hike back.
That's always the hard part.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we were well prepared, but we were both...
Were you with a guide or you were on your own?
No. You just rent a car and you drive to this spot. I mean, it's a hike that actually you need a permit to go any further than we went, because it actually is like a 22-mile hike.
Oh, geez.
But to go past where we went, you need a permit. And I remember also, Adel, maybe the day before that, you had hit the gym for the first time in a long time.
I did like 200 curls, and then like I couldn't lift my arms above my head the next day.
You get on a cruise ship and you do a lot of things that you normally wouldn't do because of how accessible it is.
Yeah.
Sure.
Eating, sure. Working out, yeah. all that jazz.
You got to fluff for the pool.
You got to fluff for the pool. Wait a minute. Why did I repeat that? Speaking of eating, working out, Brett.
Yeah.
We have to touch on.
Sure.
Before this cruise was a pivot, this was a life-changing move for you, literally.
Sure. Yeah.
Because before you went on the cruise, you take over from here. Talk about your transformation.
Well, I got hired, I think I was 27, so it would have been in 20, fuck.
Doesn't matter.
Whatever, 2019. 2019 was my, no, I'm sorry, 2009 was my first cruise, I think. And I was like 320 pounds and wasn't doing good health-wise. I was actually, and a lot of that does have to do with that. I was like steroid dependent for asthma for like my entire life. So that didn't help. It helped me like just balloon me up. But what's funny is I didn't drink back then. I didn't drink till I was like 30 or something like that. But either way, you can go on the cruise ship and honestly, you can do one of two things. The average cruise passenger gains 7 pounds a week. Sheesh. Because there's unlimited food. There's a lot of times a lot of drinks. You don't really do a lot. So I chose to do the other thing. Since I live there, I was like, well, I don't want to do this stuff. So what was nice is like I obviously had a gym at my disposal 24 hours a day. I had like a chef cooking meals every day. So if I wanted to eat like chicken breast and rice every day, I could do that. So that's what I did. And so I left originally. I think I left at 3:30. When I came back, the lowest I ever was 165.
So you went.
So I almost lost like 200 pounds. Yeah,
330 pounds to how much? 165.
165. Yeah.
And it was to see you after the it was
incredible. What's crazy is I came back from like that first contract, and I had lost a little bit, and then I did another 4 month contract, and I came back and I was a little bit slimmer, and then I left for almost a full year. Mm-hmm. Because I went to Hawaii for 8 months, and that's where I did the majority of like the weight loss. So yeah, I came back and I was like, there's a story. I was talking to Tim Mason, who was on my improv team at the time, and we were talking in an elevator at TPR casting because we were both doing an audition. And he was like, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, very cool. It's like, yeah, that sounds great. And then he stopped. He goes, wait, are you Brett? And I was like, yeah. He goes, I did not know I was talking to you. Because he hadn't seen me the entire, like, he was removed from improv at the time. So, like, he hadn't seen me for almost 2 years or whatever.
Yeah. Drastic change.
Drastic change. Did it a healthy way. No, whatever it's called. No supplements or any stuff like that.
Rob, have you ever been on a cruise ship?
One time. I was on the Big Red Boat. The Disney cruise.
Oh, Clifford. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No.
Rob, funny enough, that was the first ever cruise I did take as a passenger. Yeah. Was the Big Red Boat.
That was my one and only. I think I was 12 or 13. My dad took my brother and I, and it wasn't really. I don't think cruises are for me. And it was. Mm-hmm. I guess it was kid gear. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a Disney ship, so it's definitely.
It was, and I remember very little of it. They had a lot of kids' activities, so my dad and my stepmother could go do stuff, and my brother and I would just get stuck with these counselors to do these things. Well, the only thing I remember is my dad was like really talking up the midnight buffet, and my brother and I were sleeping, and he woke us up. And we're like, what? And he's like, it's the midnight buffet. Let's go. And I was like, I'm sleeping. So I was groggy. We're going down, and there was this giant buffet. There were ice sculptures. And I was like, I am not hungry right now. I was sleeping.
I mean, was he at the casino the whole time until like the midnight buffet?
No, I think
opened?
He really just wanted to go to the midnight buffet. So we did. I don't remember eating very much. I just remember being really tired and waiting patiently to go back to the room and go to bed again.
So what makes it, was it like, themed in any way, or was
it's
it like
Disney.
These are like all taquitos? Like, was it like snack food you would have if you stayed up late, like ice cream?
Oh,
and
the
stuff
midnight
like that?
Buffet itself,
or was it just normal food served?
I
at midnight?
Feel like it was just normal food. I don't know, Brett. Gotcha. Did you have a midnight buffet on your cruise ships? Was that a thing?
I don't think we did. I mean, it wasn't like a it. There was an all night diner, but there wasn't that all. I was the cruise ship I was on, which is NCL. Their whole thing was called freestyle cruising, so it went away from the traditional cruise, which is like you all eat dinner at the Grand Hall at like 7:30, and you're mixed. Like this was like
the Big Red Boat.
It's called it's called like or all the cruises before that. So they did something called freestyle cruising, which was you can eat when you want. There's buffet. There's restaurants. You make reservations.
I do remember.
You basically do what you want.
I had
want.
To buy dress clothes for those dinners, and I had like a couple of silk dress shirts. Did you guys ever have silk dress shirts?
Nope. Oh, but I've never seen them. It was
you
it was
wash
a thing.
Them one time, it's and they're
game
never
over.
Wearable.
But yeah,
again.
I thought I felt like a real stylish guy in those. But I think if I had a cruise ship and there was a like people were going to the buffet room and it was midnight, I would just have a sign that says.
Just go ahead.
Come on.
Did you guys in high school, speaking of cruise, is there a place where you were that you would cruise around, like senior year or anything, where you're like, well, we don't have any plans. Let's just get in the car and we'll drive around this area and see if we know any of our friends are here or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're probably a little bit too young for that. I mean, I guess obviously that was a thing our parents did a lot more, but
yeah,
I felt like
they definitely did that.
I feel like we definitely would do that a little bit still.
Yeah, we would in Kewaunee, Illinois, me and my friends would cruise. I mean, there's just like one main street because it's a town of 13,000. It's a little farm town.
Yeah.
So there's like one main street. So we would cruise that. And then the Walmart Supercenter parking lot is where everyone would eventually kind of park their car and then corral. And then you'd get like, you get dozens of people parking their cars and we'd form a little circle and all hang out and chat and do whatever. And nobody ever bothered us from Walmart because the parking lot was so huge and the town was so small that it's like, nobody's using this space.
Yeah. What can you do?
But we would,
probably like one cop and one of their kids was probably at the circle.
Yes. So that was our big thing.
We didn't do any cruising really. We drove aimlessly a couple of times, but we always hung out. Three of my friends in this group all lived with their houses were like one was right next two doors over, one was across the street. So we just would all park our cars and hang out on their street for all hours of the night, which must have been hell for every single neighbor because we would just stand out there smoking cigarettes and talking for hours, like every night we would just all pull up and either hang out in his house and then we would just go outside and just hang out on the street.
What a weird, to just hang out on the street is so weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's very weird.
There's
we
so many places
all
you can go than just like on a street.
Like a Super K parking lot?
Sure, I mean, sure. But it just seemed like you're just asking for trouble in a neighborhood of like people are going to be like, oh, we'll just call the police on them because they're making noise.
Oh, that happened. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah,
that happened. But we did that. That was our thing.
We used to hang out in just the movie theater parking lot of the place I worked. That's it. I think I had a job like almost all throughout high school, so like I didn't really have like I guess free nights in a way, but I would usually just hang out after work hours in the movie theater or whatever.
Was it a brand movie theater like a mom and pop?
Marcus. I think it's a local. I don't think
I've never heard of
thing.
It.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it was good times.
Did you guys like? Because I personally have a soft spot for this song. The movie was okay. But that song "Cruisin'," the Huey Lewis, Gwyneth Paltrow song, did you like that song?
Is that from
Sliding Doors?
Duets?
Duets, yes. Duets.
The movie about karaoke, Paul Giamatti was in it as
Paul
well.
Paul Giamatti.
Classic that Rob brings up the movie that probably is one of the least popular Gwyneth Paltrow vehicles out there.
Or one of the most popular Huey Lewis, depending on who you talk
to. Maybe his only one?
I don't think it is.
I don't know what song you're talking about. Is it a cover of the original Cruisin' song?
Yeah, Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, it's them singing
Cruisin'
karaoke.
Because it's a karaoke movie. So it's Huey
it's not
Lewis
original
song.
Huey Lewis
and
Gwyneth Paltrow. Lost me a karaoke movie. I mean, that sounds
I
so
think
stupid.
It was father daughter. They were estranged, but they find their relationship again through doing that duet in karaoke.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
I
like that
the original
version.
Song. I don't like that version of it because I don't
have
think
you
I've
heard
ever heard
it,
it.
Or are you just saying you don't like it?
I'm gonna tell you right now, I haven't heard it, and I'm not gonna listen to it because I don't like covers of. I don't like covers that of great songs already.
Well, Brett, the heart of rock and roll is still beaten.
You know what? If someone covered it, I wouldn't like it because I like the Hugh Lou version.
The Hugh Lou.
Yeah, the Hugh,
wow,
Hugh.
You must know him pretty well.
Oh, yeah, I know him pretty
very
good.
Familiar.
Yeah.
Hugh Lou in the New.
Well, speaking of Hugh Lou in the New, I want a new word, but we do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. Hugh Lou and the New, of course, Scrooge McDuck's three nephews.
off their popular album, Sport.
Yes, very, very good album. And Brett,
yes.
Why don't you give us the first track off your album, The Next Word?
Well, my word is, I had to take my daughter to the doctor the other day, and she had to get a blood test, just blood work or whatever. And I was thinking like, well, we always say blood, but my word is plasma.
I like that you said we always say blood. We always say blood.
Well, I mean, I'm not a vampire or anything, but I know we always say blood, blood.
I want to suck your plasma.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as good.
Doesn't sound as good.
Vampire then you're from the future.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I recognize what plasma is in terms of a component in the
what
human
is,
body.
What does it mean when people are like, donate blood or donate plasma?
Well, plasma is they have to like take blood out, remove the plasma, put the blood back. It takes more.
What,
it's like a process.
What is it? I mean, I understand what you.
I couldn't tell you.
It's a viscous sauce. It's mostly tomatoes or love apples, as the Italians call
them. They take your blood out, they fuck around with it, and they put your blood back into your body?
They put the lime in the coconut.
You take the blood from the body and you mix it all up. You take the blood off the body and you put it all back. I was always confused about that. I understand there's some sort of science component. It wasn't just a cool way of saying blood.
Mm-hmm. No.
But yeah, I had no idea. Because some people are like, donate plasma. And I'm like, I don't know.
It is a light amber-colored liquid component of blood in which blood cells are absent. However, it contains proteins and other constituents of whole blood in suspension.
Oh, so now you're just talking about bringing dinosaurs back from the dead.
Yeah, trapped in amber.
You're talking about amber. You're talking about amber alert. We got an amber alert. Dinosaurs coming back. Dinosaurs stole my kid. Amber alert. Okay, I mean, yeah, it makes sense. I just don't, you know, I know when there's like a national emergency, they're always like, give blood. But I don't know when you're supposed to give plasma and what it's then used for.
I know it's you get paid more to donate plasma.
Yeah. I think
it just hurts people, more.
It gives blood like the viscosity where blood isn't as thin, and it also helps carry whatever your blood needs to carry.
Interesting.
Did you ever, I've done this a couple of times. Did you ever donate blood so that you could drink that night and get drunk faster?
No, you psycho.
No, just me? Okay.
I've donated.
Yeah.
I might have told this story, so apologies if I have. Yes, Rob, we should say one, Rob, you are a psychopath.
Well, I do want to follow up with a quick, so the second time I did it, it was in college.
Second time.
I want to follow up with a quick thing. So the second time I did it.
Well, the first time I was like, it works. It was a theory. It was like, there's one less pint of blood in your body. Just donate it. Less blood. Alcohol would probably hit faster. It did. Mm-hmm. So I was telling my friend about it, and he's like, this is a great idea. And he was like, I haven't really eaten anything today. I was like, yeah, who cares? We're just donating blood.
No, boy.
We go to donate blood.
Oh, boy.
He does it and he leaves so weak and feeling awful. He didn't even drink that night. He was so mad at me because I told him not to eat. I was like, you don't need to eat anything. Don't worry about it. You can just do it. And he was a wreck. But I did drink that night. It, again, did work. Don't try it at home. Don't really do that. But I did it twice.
And that's like vampires stop drinking so they can get high off blood faster?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I donated blood once, which was my senior year of high school, and they put the needle in and set up the bag and everything. Also, I always thought plasma was clear, but anyway.
The brief Wikipedia article brief I Wikipedia. Found said yellow.
I think they wear red. I think the Crips wear blue and the plasmas
That's right.
wear red.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So they put up the bag, they put in the needle and everything. The bag fills up maybe 1/20th of the bag. And the woman keeps coming over and checking and like flicking the needle or whatever. And then she like takes, almost like she's playing a little violin, she takes the needle and threads it in and out of my vein over and over.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been
and
there.
I'm like,
yeah.
This is the worst moment of my life. And then she waits a little bit and nothing else is going into the bag really. And then she like, I think she put my head down and my feet up or something. She did something with the chair. She'll be like, this should help. And maybe a little bit more filled up the bag. And then she took out the needle and she goes, I've never really seen this before. She goes, I wouldn't recommend, sweetie, that you ever give blood again. I was like, okay.
She was like wringing you out like a rag.
Yeah, she truly.
She wasn't in the vein. I don't think she had a good vein.
But something happened to where they're like, this isn't, something's wrong. Your blood is like gravy. You should
oh,
not.
No.
You need to cling to every drop that you have.
I
Adam,
tried
you
to
might
give...
be all plasma.
Yeah.
Oops, all plasma?
I tried Oops, to give blood plasma. A couple times years ago, and I wasn't allowed to because they said I was on the medication I was taking. It would affect it or something like that.
Hmm.
I don't know what that meant, but I haven't. I feel like I have since that. I think I'm off what it was.
I feel like I should take Advil. Is it Advil you take to thin your blood?
Bayer?
I should just
aspirin.
Start taking
aspirin.
I should just start taking aspirin daily to thin out my blood. Because something's
You also might have been dehydrated. If you're very dehydrated, your blood doesn't circulate as well.
I don't
so
think
if,
I drank water
blood,
until college.
If they always say like you're if you have to do a blood test in the morning or whatever, you're supposed to drink a lot of water the night before because it helps with it helps the doctor see the vein and helps the blood flow.
It helps
into
the
needle.
Doctor see the vein. Garbage. I don't think
Doctor's vein.
Doctor Venus, Doctor Venus.
Donations about him.
I feel like I mostly drank Fruitopia, Snapple.
Oh, I mean that's just
Surge. A lot of Surge.
Have you been checked for diabetes recently? / ever?
And then in college, I was like, I guess I'll have water.
Maybe you have livabetes.
Do you know one of the things I loved drinking in high school? Non-alcoholic, like a sweet treat. I think it was local. It was Turner's Iced Tea. And the cool thing about those, you can get them at like 7-Eleven or like any mini mart. You know the gallon jug, right? Like a milk jug, or you can get like a 1-gallon plastic jug. It has like the handle on the side, wide. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Picture that. Turner's made like a miniature version of that, but it was an iced tea bottle. So it was like a single.
Oh, that's smart. It was
serving,
like a little,
but
it was like
looked
a
like
half,
a gallon.
But it looked like a little tiny gallon.
Yeah. So it was kind of a fun. There's a,
that's
there's,
fun.
Does it fit
just
in a cup holder?
Fit, yeah,
it does
it
not.
Fit in
oh, no,
anything.
No. You have to hold that the whole time while you're driving. You can't set that baby down.
So dangerous.
Did you guys ever have, I think this was purely in my high school and grade school. Did you guys ever have the fruit drink that came in a little barrel with a tinfoil top?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's very similar to like that wax thing where you'd like unscrew the thing and drink the sugar liquid inside.
Oh, the candy. Well, it wasn't. Yeah,
did
the,
you call
the, I
those
guess
things? What did you call those fruit drinks out of with the foil on top? Because
I think
had
we just called
them
like
them.
Barrels, like
yeah,
juice
I think
barrels
you
or
called
something.
Them the color they were.
Really?
Like so green drink or something like that? Because they didn't have any.
You didn't have there? Okay, because we called them Huggies.
Isn't that a diaper?
Yeah, people just shit.
Did you guys? You guys didn't drink. Diapers in high school?
No.
No. Yeah, no. It was called, I'm almost, let me go, am I out of my mind? I swear we called them.
It might be a regional thing. Like, that's what they were called.
That does sound like a euphemism. Like, do you guys drink the diaper last night?
Little Hug Fruit Barrels. Is
oh, Little Hug.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
Rob, apologies.
All right, apologies.
So maybe that's why we, yeah, and it is with a foil top. So I think that's why we called them.
Okay. Maybe Huggies. Regional to that name. That's interesting.
And here I'm going to launch into my Dennis Miller stand-up. Why are we infantilizing all these lunch products? Little Debbie's, Little Hugs, baby.
That's Miller? I feel like you got to throw in, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Miller would have to be something like, Slim Pickens used
Slim
to drink that.
Pickens.
Or some like weird reference you got to throw in.
Rob, are your kids allowed to drink soda or any other sugary drink?
So the short answer is no, but my daughter has found Sprite and loves Sprite.
Yeah. Well, she had it at something. You found Sprite. What are you going to do?
Yeah. So she's
I'm probably in the same boat as you. She's not allowed to drink anything. My wife and I don't drink any of that stuff. So it's not in the house. There's no way to stop it from in the wild happening. No. I think all
Sprite in the wild.
Try your best at home to not
but
have
it. But
you
remember being a kid and how much a soda, it was just such a treat.
Sure.
You know, you go to a restaurant.
Root beer, yeah. Root beer rocked my world.
But I'm thinking like the sense of like, everyone in my house is forbidden to drink Prime. Me, my wife's forbidden, and my child will be forbidden.
What's
Prime? It's like a Gatorade, but it's done by like Logan Paul, and it's literally... They're getting sued right now. It's literally, let's say there's all these charts and every single number is here. Is like, if this number is this, it's illegal and no one should drink it. They're like one under all of those numbers. It's so bad, but they're like a juggernaut of like advertising and partnerships. So like they've partnered with like soccer teams and like wrestling and all this stuff. And it's just garbage. It's just, if you look at the bottle, it's just straight garbage.
Well, it's like a sports drink, but
I guess you can call it that. Yeah.
Well, they should have for Gatorade too. They're like, if you're an athlete that's really exerting yourself that much, sure, drink it. But
if you're
drink it if you're playing like, a beer league hockey, you don't need a Gatorade.
I just watched 10 hours of Game of Thrones. I need some electrolytes.
Yeah, my doctor said there's nothing wrong with it as long as like you're mixing it with water.
When
he
anybody
said you
tries
do, like half and half.
Oh, when anybody tries to give me a Gatorade, I run away in like a zigzag.
Nice, smart. That's smart.
Alligatorade. I mean, that's why it's named Gatorade. It was invented at the
University of Florida.
We all know that. What did we all? Snapple kettle? What did
you just turn into?
I don't know. Just a guy.
We all know that. What do we all know?
Wolfman Jack.
Come on. Hey, Beetlejuice here. Hey, come on. Give me a Zagna. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. We know it.
We know it. And we know what's up next, which is going to be Rob White's word.
Yes, it is up next, and I've got a word for you, but I wouldn't talk to it, because my word is stranger.
Ooh, stranger danger.
Maybe.
Stranger danger, feel that, no respect there, yeah. Stranger.
Obviously, I think it's more in our lexicon now because of Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it's said a lot more than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think of, I mean, well, just to talk about Stranger Things for a little bit, I think, I don't know if Stranger Things started it or if it was, we were kind of already circling it already as a society, but I feel like that flooded our world and our day-to-day lives with like nostalgia core, like suddenly all companies are like, we gotta bank on nostalgia. Everyone's looking for like, speaking of like what we drink, you know, Surge or anything we ate or drank in the past, it felt like all of a sudden everywhere you looked, it was like people really marketing towards our generation and kids who grew up in the 80s and like, remember this, remember that, remember this thing, it's back, or refinagled it or something.
I would say I agree with you there, but I would say the jump from the 90s to the 2000s as far as technology goes, I think was like so massive where... It feels nostalgic to think about that stuff a little bit, but it wasn't that long ago. But it was that long ago when it comes to like the internet or what you used as a phone or all that stuff. So like, it's only like 15 years ago, but like you look at it and you're like, whoa, like watching something that's not in HD is like, you're like, how did I live my life? Like, I know that's, it's like, it's not that long ago, but it just feels like it because we're just advancing so quickly.
Can you imagine nowadays getting on the computer and being like, someone's on the phone, a landline.
Yeah.
And being like, Mom, get off the landline.
I couldn't imagine being in my home and just picking up a phone that's always in my house.
Insane.
I kind of miss those days.
I mean, I miss them in the sense, it's simpler times. I like the days when like, when you finish work, it was just like, okay, you're done. You can't be connected to the office because you're not there anymore.
Yeah. Hey, not to be controversial, but I like the America that when you finish work, you're done.
was that your Jeff Foxworthy? No,
that was like, I don't even know who that was.
Oh, that sorry, Bill, Bill. You got her done?
If you put your time card in the machine and it stamps at 5 p.m., you might be done with work.
Yeah.
If you're leaving work and you look back and no one's yelling at you to get back inside, you might be done with work.
If it's 5 o'clock and your car's driving the opposite way than where you work,
you might be done with work.
If it's 5:01 and you're at your desk and somebody goes, it's quitting time, you might be done with work.
If you go home and your wife puts dinner in front of you and say, where's my eggs and bacon? She goes, honey, it's dinner time.
You might be done with work.
And you might have a concussion from your engineering job.
That was Jeff Worksworthy.
Walk into your boss's office and he says, today's going to be your last day, you might be done with work. I was resistant to email, and I really didn't use the internet at all in high school. Very rare. We had a computer lab. I barely used it. I didn't have an email until, I think, 3 months into college.
Yeah, but I feel like the internet wasn't really up and going when we were in high school.
It was enough. I mean, I remember being in
GeoCities websites. I had a Hotmail account, and my friends and I, whenever we had library time, we would send each other I guess they were GIFs, or what do you call it? It's just like, it would be like a skeleton on fire or something.
I mean, what year did the internet get like hot? Like, and people were using it a lot, like with like Lycos and stuff?
Somewhere in 2000.
Yeah, that's maybe, what I'm saying. That would have been like when you were in your first year of college. Well, for me.
And I remember being in a few classes where the professors would say, the syllabus is online. And I was like, oh, for God's sake, just give me the paper copy, man. I was so mad. I was like, so I have to go to the computer lab now? And I was very mad about it.
It is wild to think of up until like 2004, anytime I drove anywhere, I would either have to know exactly where I'm going.
Now you print out those MapQuest, baby.
I would have to stop and ask for directions constantly, I would have to print out MapQuest and have sheets of paper in the passenger seat that I would refer to. And now it's insane to think of that, seems insane.
I'll one up you. I had a roadmap atlas in my glove compartment.
Must be nice.
So you could pull over and like you could find where you were, which is super hard because I didn't study cartography in high school or college. So you had to find that, but actually, funny enough, my high school friend Adam, his stepdad for like his entire life sold like insurance around the U.S. And he didn't like flying, so he would drive everywhere. So he just knew everywhere in the U.S. Like if you were off a major highway, so like we could be lost, and we would call him. I think his name was Ron. You'd call him. He'd be like, "What exit are you by?" And we're like, "Well, we're here." He goes, "Yeah, you're not far at all." He's like, "Just go up three more exits and like get off, and you'll be right there." I'm like, "Holy moly!"
Do you think guys that work in the gas station are a little lonely now?
Like, oh, absolutely.
I could tell you where to go, but nobody asked. Oh, yeah. Every time you pull out a GPS and you walk in a gas station, the guy's like, I could have told you that if you just asked.
They feel the exact same way that taxi drivers feel nowadays, where hey, do you need? And it's like waiting on an Uber, and they're like, oh. And then they drive off.
I think it was maybe 2 years ago. I was coming back from somewhere. I got in a cab because I remember like the Lyft and Uber prices were too high.
Surging.
And I told the guy where I lived, and then I just pulled out my phone and just went to, you know, zone out. And the guy goes, how do you want me to go? And I was like, what? We still are doing this? We're doing this? I got to tell you where to go?
We're doing this? My wife and I, when we were most recently in Vermont, where my mother-in-law lives, we were leaving. We had like rented a car and we had to get to
some
airport in Connecticut. But anyway, we're leaving. And my mother-in-law goes, drive safe. When you're heading out of town, take the 409 over to 48 and then da-da-da. And my wife just goes, Mom, we have phones. And I was like, that's very funny. I was going to let her just keep talking and then put it in my phone.
Yeah. Nine times out of ten, you put your phone on and that's the exact right directions. But like, you got to know the minute you got to get off. You got to go turn by turn.
Have you guys heard of, in England, there's a test called the knowledge? Where if you want to drive, they famously have the black cabs.
Yes.
But they if you want to drive a cab in London, maybe it's London specifically, and maybe not all of England. Maybe it's just London. But they have a thing called the knowledge, which is the test you have to take where you have to know every single little nook and cranny of London So you know the fastest way to get everywhere. You know how to get around construction, et cetera, parades or whatever it might be. And it's supposedly one of like the toughest tests for any job around, or at least it used to be.
Wow. I heard about the final for that is they just open up an English muffin.
Speaking of nooks and crannies.
Every single one.
We only use nooks and crannies about English muffins. Why?
That's
that?
It. Why? Why? They're delicious.
Yes. I guess their terrain is overly nooked.
I love and I use Waze. That's the only one I use because I got a little bit of what some people would call a lead foot. I have a need for speed, and Waze is the only one that shows me where the police are. Mm. And so I enjoy that one because when the police are camping on the highways, I can see them and slow down in advance. And I would say about 95% of the time, it's true. Like obviously sometimes you'll be a cop thing and he'll be gone. And then you look up like 5 feet and like he's pulled someone over. So he was there, mm-hmm. But it's rare that I'm driving on Waze and I don't see it like reported. Like I don't see like a brand new cop out of nowhere, which, mm-hmm. So I very much enjoy that feature.
I stopped using Waze because I didn't like the way it would take me in the city.
I like the ways you move. Waze is tough in Chicago because the buildings, it gets wacky like around Wacker and downtown. But yes, it
well,
in
not
cities,
the, not the levels. It's more of like, this is the fastest way. And you're like, cool. And then you come up to a stop sign. You're like, oh, great. I just have to get across this 4-lane road with a shitload of traffic with no traffic light.
That's the downfall. Chicago, when I used it, it would give you like real, it's like, I mean, I could have just stayed on 94. Like it maybe would, and like a lot of times it's not like, this will save you 20 minutes. It's like, this will save you like 2 minutes, and then you're taking all these side streets.
Mm-hmm. I can't get over the phrase, Brett, you're talking about how it gets a little wacky around Wacker. And then I just pictured like a OnStar where it's like, keep going ahead 5 miles and then take a left and do 3 cartwheels into Michigan.
Your car is now a balloon. Fly through the city.
OnStar.
And then it gets stately on State Street. Where it's like, and now you must go 2 more miles.
Ooh, so stately. It rushes through Rush Street.
Of course.
Right, go ahead and take it. Micro machines. OnStar still is popular? I feel like it was a big thing of like, ooh, Andre Brower has lended his voice to OnStar or something.
They do that for Waze. Waze has different voices. OnStar is still a thing. I have it in my car. It's mainly now just, it used to be a long time ago, you could push the button and it would give you turn by turn directions, or like someone would help you if it was lost. Now it's mainly built into cars, so your car has sensors on it. So if you're in an accident, it automatically like calls the police and like gives them your notification. So
Narc.
Gives you your location or whatever. It's one of the things maybe that came in my car and I felt it was a good safety feature. Yeah.
This might be Hyundai specific, but I have PawnStar in my car.
So
I just can hold up.
PawnStars.
Yeah, I just hold up an item like and Chumley, it'll tell me how much
Chumley
I can get.
Chumley is there. And
it's pretty nice.
They recognize that it's probably $800 and then they offer you $200 and say how hard it's going to be to move.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice feature.
Mine has Monstars. It's like, you used to be good basketball players, but now they're monsters who've taken over their powers. So it's unfortunate, but Charles Barkley's still there. You don't take this. Oh, this is going to be a terrible turn. You don't take this way.
Mine has a Lone Star, and it's just every time I start the car, it goes, don't know how you do what you do.
Speaking of Stranger, I always think of the redheaded Stranger, Willie Nelson, when I hear the name Stranger or the word Stranger.
Is that what he go by as the redhead Stranger?
Is that what he go by? Yeah, you might be off work. Now, does Willie Nelson, does he go by the redheaded Stranger? Give me one of them.
It's just so funny that he's great and he's been around for so long, but I can't remember the last time in 30 years I saw him with red hair. Like he's always now in his classic like gray.
I'm going to search for a picture. I'm
curious.
Yeah,
He was dying it up until his early 70s, I believe.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then I think he finally gave over to nature.
When I was in Hawaii on the cruise ship, to call that back, he had a house in the little hippie town that was in Maui. He had a cool house. We never saw him, but he's always kind of around that town.
Got to say, it's kind of hard to be a conventional hippie while owning property in Maui.
That's true.
It's a bit of a oxymoron.
It's true. It's true.
You're a Stranger Thing. I just think Perfect Strangers.
True. Oh. Yes.
Because I loved that show so
Bronson
much as a kid.
And Pinchot.
Bronson Pinchot.
Balky Bartholomew.
Mark Lynn Baker, maybe?
What was his name? Cousin Larry?
Mark Lynn Baker was Cousin Larry.
Yeah, Cousin Larry. Yep.
Yeah. And that, well, I don't know if it hit differently for you, Brett, since you lived here, but mm-hmm. I mean, even when I first moved to Chicago, I mean, granted, it changed since the opening theme to Perfect Strangers, but I seeing that Wrigley Field sign was not for me. It wasn't like a baseball thing. It was from Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's I agree. It was from when I would watch Uncle Buck because he lived across the street from.
Okay.
So good.
Now, I could tell you without a doubt that Perfect Strangers by no means stands up and is not offensive every episode. I guarantee if you watch one episode, it's probably so bad.
So he was, go on YouTube, type in Perfect Strangers theme song.
It's a great theme song.
In my opinion, it is the number one theme song of all time.
Yeah, it's really good.
Ooh, that's.
I think it is.
Could, if we're going off of sitcom, yeah, because there's some Sopranos is a good one if we do that, or The Wire was really good. But if we're going just sitcom, Cheers, you got to go. Cheers is one. Very good. But
Cheers
Perfect
is
Strangers
one.
Is, I could put Perfect Strangers top it's five. I'd have to
you hear
think
Cheers
about
on the radio.
It.
You hear Cheers on the radio. Or honestly, WKRP in Cincinnati.
What radio
is also
station
very
is
good.
Playing the Cheers theme song? It's like,
I feel like
35
it's
seconds.
On, it's played on. No, it's a longer song. It's a regular song. It's a longer. There's a long version of it.
Did you know that that Golden Girls theme song is a real song?
Oh, really? Is that a cover? Or is that a snippet from the real song?
No, it's a snippet from. Well, I don't know. They cover it. A guy sings it because I remember. I mean, I listened to it the first time I heard it. I was in this barber shop. On Irving Park, and it was like these guys are like rockabilly dudes. They work on cars. They're talking about cars. And they just had this song list going.
At Route 66 barber.
I don't remember.
Were you
no.
in the sitcom Titus?
No, but these guys are like no. But anyway, and this song came on, which was really out of place for that. And they stopped what they were doing and like looked at each other. Wait, they're like, this is a real. It was the first time we all heard it, and then I would listen to it, and I remember there were lines like, "If there's a car you lack." I'd surely buy you a Cadillac.
I don't know. I'm not.
Whatever.
I wasn't ever a watcher.
I think it's called Thank You for
and
Being
if
a Friend.
I threw a body.
But the Cadillac line is not from Golden Girls. But I would say I would put Perfect Strangers top five. But I feel it's like tough. Cheers would have to be my number one because I love Cheers so much.
I just know based off of the premise of, which was a gentleman from a, you know, Middle Eastern country now in
it was Meepos. It was more Greek.
But if I remember the jokes correctly, I don't think it would hold up
in
today's society.
Fish out of water.
I remember one of the main things, almost like the Kramer through the door or the button you push where the audience goes, hooray, is at some point every episode, Balky, who was Eastern European, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the Balky
is his stronger
Balky,
cousin.
Yeah. But every episode, I think he would be like, and now we do the dance of joy. And
oh,
he'd
yeah.
die,
I love
die,
the
die,
dance.
Die, die,
oh,
die,
that was
die,
a
die.
Great dance. Yeah.
I feel like, was there a little bit that they both were single guys and cousin
they
Larry
were dating the two ladies
women.
That were friends.
I felt like Balky kind of fell into women. And
well, they were dating the same, like these, the same, not the same person, but there were two ladies that were friends that they both were dating.
Oh,
for
that's
a while.
Right. Yeah, it's been.
I remember
so long.
That.
Damn,
I do remember that. Ooh, also, I feel like the Mary Tyler Moore Show had a great theme song. If we're just putting theme songs out there,
what was the Mary Tyler Moore theme song?
Oh gosh,
it wasn't Shlemiel Shlemazel.
Give me more, Mary
no,
Tyler
that was,
Moore.
No, that
give
was Laverne and Shirley. You're
that's
thinking
right.
Laverne and Shirley.
Well, we're gonna make it after
exactly.
All.
Who could turn the world on with their smile? Take a nothing
yes,
day.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was sure. A, that was I mean, a good I'm sure song. There's hundreds of thousands of ones that are. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
No, not hundreds of thousands.
And if we're looking to just make everybody mad, specifically you, Brett. I'll mention since we said Bronson Pinchot, have you guys ever seen Second Sight, where he plays a psychic with John Larroquette? No?
No.
Okay. No.
Yeah, figured.
No.
Good movie. I will say, if you have not seen the first Beverly Hills Cop,
he's
starring
he's
Eddie
great,
Murphy,
all of them.
Which,
he's great in all of them.
Which that movie is, I think, absolutely fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Pierce
mm-hmm.
Brosnan. No, sorry. Nope. Brosnan Pinchot.
Brosnan Pinchot. Pierce Brosnan was not in it.
Wait, are they the exact nope. opposite of each other? Yeah, Pierce Brosnan, of. Bronson Pinchot, PB and BP?
I believe he's in the trailer for the new one, which I'm so excited about.
Oh, good.
Yeah. They should do show him in the trailer.
But right. him and the first Beverly Hills Cop.
It's amazing.
He had what would have been just like a 3-hour shoot role, whereas yeah. he probably started with like two lines where he plays, maybe he's like a maitre d'.
Serge.
No, he was in an art gallery.
He's at the art gallery.
He plays in the art gallery. Yeah.
He's the assistant. Not the owner,
he's an assistant.
Yes, 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 yes. So he has this smaller Serge. Part, and apparently they were like, you can improvise a little bit. And mm-hmm. so he kept improvising, and Eddie Murphy just kind of rolled with it. It is one of the funniest, when they talk about make the most of a small part, like it's one of the funniest
so
acting
good.
Jobs I've ever seen of any movie, of like him just owning it and being like, I'm going to say this and that. And you can tell Eddie Murphy's thrown a little bit. Oh, it's magical.
Aquel Foley.
Well, hopefully Axel Foley comes back again, and we will be back again. This summer, but also we'll be back next week with more The Word Association. Of course, Adel, if people want to write there what they thought their favorite TV shows were, theme songs, where can they send an email to? Now, let's preface this with, if you live in fucking Wales or New Zealand or wherever you listen, you can give us an email, but like, boy, we're not going to know the fucking, like, we're not going to know it. We're not gonna. I mean, I don't judge it's not bad. I'm just letting you know that you might get roasted, you know, if you send us like, mom's on the kettle, dad's on the bench, we're all eating sausage with a wench.
Well,
time for Mary's sausages party. I don't know how the fucking things go there, but
this
like,
is Brett. Now I want. Are you talking about like sitcom themes, theme songs?
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be some good ones,
global ones. Why not?
Oh my god!
Yeah, please,
even if you don't live in another country.
Yeah,
if you know of like a good.
It's got to be good. It's got to be really good.
Good. It could be bad good or good good. If you know of a good sitcom, TV show, theme song internationally that we probably wouldn't know about.
There's probably some great ones in Australia.
Plebes in the U.S.?
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, it's going to help. Inside out, it's Tommy's little playground.
I mean, obviously, it's going to help us if it's in English, honestly. Just no offense, but truly, there might be a really good one that's
still
not in English,
fun.
And we can figure out translation
Let's
wise.
Keep our minds open.
Yeah, we'll keep our minds open.
You can email us at twapod@gmail.com. Thoughts on
TWA
growing pains?
Pod.
Growing Pains or Who's the Boss? Those are pretty good, too.
Remind me of the of those.
Growing Pains is, ooh! Ah, my aching back. Growing up tough really is a pain. And my aching back. And then what was the other one you said? What was the other one? Growing pains.
Who's the boss?
Oh, who's the boss? Oh, who's the boss? I know, you know. Everybody knows who's the boss. I'm leaving. Looks like you just left work.
And if you don't know who the boss is, you might be done with work.
Well, I think they were both good.
Step by step.
Step by step.
That's
Well, just so you guys know, hopefully this episode cruised by and you weren't stuck shipwrecked, having lost so much blood in the accident that you had to find out how to get plasma. And then what did you have to do? You had to talk to a stranger, and there might have been danger there, but we don't know. But at the end of the day, stop molesting forests.
Oh, we gotta move on.
And serious, please, 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 don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
Would you like a cappuccino? I make it with a little twist, a little lemon twist. Wonder world.
That's from the third one.
I know.
Yeah. Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Cop. 1, 2, and 3. Now 4.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adel Rifai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
TWA. It's in the pod.